Random Neo Podcast.
We are your hosts. I'm Dez.
This is Letty.
It's Heather.
This is Sammy.
We are four best friends sipping on Mio and vodka while talking about spicy topics and raunchy experiences. You may be thinking it. You may have experienced it. We're going to expose it all. Mio Squad, tell us about your similar experiences after the show. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok,
at Bring the Mio.
Drop a comment and a like, and also rate us, babies. Heather, you want to get into this week's Mio flavor?
Yes. So I was super excited about this flavor, and then I was a little disappointed.
I know. Oh, you were.
Not going to lie. So this was mango peach, and I love mango. I love peach. Like, if you're like, here's whatever, five flavors, which one are you going to pick? I'm always going to choose
mango.
Oh,
like a margarita?
Yeah, like I'm always going to choose margarita, and I'm always going to choose peach. And so I'm like, this is fucking perfect. And it was a little disappointing. So we drink Mio because we don't like the fucking calories. Not good. And it's just like takes the flavor of vodka away. And so we bring the Mio wherever we go. If we're going to the club, which is closed right now.
If we're going to club.
Quarantine.
Club. Full package.
Yeah. So we're currently recording at the Full Package's house. We're like invading his space.
And we did not go through your stuff.
So it's club full package right now. if we're going to a family event or whatever, we bring it wherever we go. We stash it in our pocket, purse, we bring the Mio. And so this week we are, like I said, we are reviewing mango peach. We did two squirts to like a full. So we use those like protein shakers to shake our drinks.
The little
ones. It's the best thing ever.
Let's talk about this. So, because we get a lot of like questions like, how much do you mix?
The ratios. Blah, blah, blah,
blah. Yeah, like how much do you mix? Da, 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 da. So we do a lot of vodka, a little bit of soda water, and a couple squirts of Mio. And it's perfect. The mango peach wasn't disgusting, but it wasn't mango or peach.
I feel like for me it was mango-y, but like that artificial mango, not like the fruit mango.
It was definitely sweet.
It was sweet for sure.
It's not something that next week I'm going to be like, bust out the mango peach. Right. Like, next week I'm going to be like, where's the watermelon lemonade? You know what I'm saying?
OG.
But it wasn't like disgusting. So anyways, I don't know.
Hit or miss.
Yeah, try it. So this week we're pre-gaming for
our sexual desire.
Ooh. Yes. So I feel like this week Leticia was super excited about
it. She was so excited.
So excited about our topic this week. So we'll get into our topic. We'll just let you sit on that. So we're pre-gaming for our sexual desires. There's been a little bit of tension and
release.
Yeah, like, oh my God. Quarantine has really gotten to us over here.
And if it hasn't gotten to you guys, I don't know what you're doing.
You're
to
lying.
Get released.
Yeah.
Where's that shower cap? Right now?
Shower head.
No shower cap, like a nightcap?
Get it in before bed.
So this week, our shout out is Urban Twist Podcast. So this podcast is about a variety of things, music, movies, everything. Take a listen.
Greetings, for it is I, the Voyager, Nash, and I'd like to welcome you to Hero Induction 101. I'm just kidding. Welcome to the Urban Twist Podcast, where this month we talk only about Marvel. Marvel-themed content, Marvel heroes, Marvel villains, everything that has to do with the best superheroes of all time. So you strap yourself down in that chair, you get ready, because by the end of this month, you will be a superhero or villain. We'll see.
So we are going to do our follow-ups this week. We kind of have a lot of follow-ups.
Buckle up.
We're getting all the love.
I know. Buckle up, babies. So we got a DM from another podcast that mentioned that they had a hard time deciphering who was who in our podcast, like which girl was which. So we're going to do a little bit of a clarification right now, ladies. Let's go. So I'm Heather, the one speaking. I'm a mom, and I do have a hubby, Jamie. I talk about him a lot. He doesn't have, like, a, what's that, like, a code name?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, a code name. That's his real name.
A code name, yeah.
Jamie is his real name, and he is the best. And a lot of, the ladies tell me that I'm the caring one. Yeah. So, Sammy?
Oh, so I am Sammy. I just got out of a relationship, but I am the one fucking the engineer, and it is fantastic. I'm like the logical one. I'm 31 and I'm ready to live my best life and rediscover myself.
This is Letty. I am in a committed relationship. I am the non-judgmental one and I do have a wild past, as you can tell from the previous episodes.
And I'm Des, so I usually am in charge of pouring the heaviest shots.
She does the heavy shots. We don't,
I don't think anybody's confused about who fucking Desiree is.
Yeah, but I'm going to say it anyways. Hello.
For the D.
Hey, yeah, I'm the DP queen. I'm always down for a good time. I'm single, trying to get wild and mingle out there. But I'm, they would say that I'm the most loving, encouraging person, which is so sweet. Thanks, guys.
We love you.
She's the best. And so we're going to do our best during our podcast to clarify who's speaking and what who's talking so you guys can get a better idea of who is who, because we want you guys to love all of us. And I just want to make it clear, this is who we are. We're wild, we're fun, we're spirited, and we definitely have a past. I feel like we all kind of have a past.
Yes. Oh, for sure.
We do some crazy stuff. We love exploring, but we keep it safe, you know what I'm saying? And I just want to say that this is who we are. Like, we're not putting
on a front.
This that is literally, say, like,
we are real.
If anyone... like our OGs that know us, like this is genuinely who we are. Like yeah. We're insane. So just welcome to the shit show, man.
Yeah. I feel like when we first decided to do a podcast, it was originally Sammy's idea. She was like, I want to do a podcast next year for fucking 2020. And we were like, we're down. But we weren't really sure what we were going to talk about. But when we like did our first podcast, it just felt natural to like talk about fucking dildos and shit like that.
Nasty stuff, because that's who we are.
Yeah, like it didn't feel natural to be like, oh, we're going to talk about like calm like, things. Yeah. Like that's not
our friendship group at all.
No, that's
like,
not.
I want to please the man and
I'm going
like,
to hold
no.
his hand down the beach.
No, we're all boss-ass bitches and we would never talk about that. Like,
no.
Well, like, I'm going to rail that motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
sit on his face and
he's gonna get my dildo.
I'm going to. So, we've gotten a lot, but we've gotten DMs about, like, oh, we don't know who's who, but we've also gotten a lot of DMs about, like, encouraging us and telling us, like, keep fucking talking. You guys are awesome. And so, to everybody that has DM'd us and told us, encouraging us, we're going to keep talking. We're going to keep encouraging women. We're going to keep encouraging sexual positivity and just fucking keep it moving. Like,
thank
let's
you.
Go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For our families, we love you, but please don't listen.
Sign off now.
Literally, my Asian-ass parents would fucking die.
Oh, my poot-ass mom would be like, what the fuck?
She did what? Desiree's getting locked up in the room and never coming out again.
Like literally.
And she's like, oh, that's what I saw in your closet. That dildo. Strap on.
My
she
dad
needs to stay out of your fucking room.
My dad today was like, oh, what are you guys doing? And I'm like, oh, dad, nothing. Like, I'm gonna get together with the girls. And he was like, oh, you're gonna record a podcast? I was like, yeah, but it's fine.
It's just like
dad,
I'm talking about
asking questions. We plead the fifth.
Right? So moving on, I just wanna give a little love language update. This was a really popular episode that we did two weeks ago. We reviewed the love languages and we talked about our love languages, and so one of the things was me, and so I just want to give you guys an update
sex
on the
expert,
yeah,
love expert. Love
I'm gonna introduce the love expert, Heather.
I'm here, y'all.
If you were waiting, here she is.
So Jamie and I, we've actually been doing great lately. It's been fucking awesome. We've been working out every night because he's like, I just want to give you what you want, and I know you love working out, and so he's like been working out with me. We've been following your program, and we've been fucking working out, so it's been awesome. And also, our communication's been amazing. I've been a little more touchy-feely.
Yeah,
touchy-feely.
Girl.
Ooh, she gave him a big hug and a big kiss before we left today.
Ooh, that's hot.
I feel like
and he walked her out.
She wouldn't have done that. Like, always.
Previously.
Like,
yeah. Like, usually
three
I'm like...
3 weeks ago.
Yeah, literally, usually I'm like, all right, bye, babe. Gotta go, bye.
See you in the next few hours.
You know, a girl's gotta do what a girl's gotta do. Whoop. So I did. And I highly suggest, if you're in a relationship rut, to take a read or listen or whatever to that book. It could literally save you. Next on our follow-up info is the engineer. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. Tell us. So we've gotten a few DMs like, yo, I'm into this engineer story. Like, what's up? What's up? So we need a follow-up. Sammy's been putting in a lot of overtime with this engineer. I'm not sure how I feel about it, but we'll just say that she's been spending a lot of quality time with him, and that was his love language. Yes, for
sure. Listen, if you have potential to lock down somebody that had a six-figure income, Mio Squad, would you do it?
Probably.
Is he at that six-figure, though, honey?
Okay, he makes more money at his internship than I do at my full-time job, which is rude as fuck.
That is actually fucked
and
up.
And he's not even
so
on.
Should I get an internship there?
it's fucked up. You have to be an engineer, though.
I could do it.
So in August, he starts school again, so we'll keep you updated on how this relationship unfolds. I won't say it's a relationship, this courtship.
There you go, yes. As she says, she's not, what is it? They're not boyfriend, girlfriend.
We're not boyfriend and girlfriend.
We'll see
how
things. Yeah, it's a situation. We'll see how things play out. So, speed dating got fucking canceled.
So upset.
What?
They sent an email like, we'll do virtual. And I honestly might just do it just to be fun because I'm bored at home.
Podcast material.
Yeah, so I honestly
bored
will.
In the house and I'm in the house bored.
Bored in the house and I'm in the house bored.
No, literally, I'm very, very bored. But like, I am on dating apps.
And we approve.
Yes, we
and
do.
And that's been fun. But I'm still not ready to go on dates, so I told a couple guys we could Zoom date. So stay tuned for that.
Ask them to Uber Eats you some food.
Fun fact, on my Tinder, if y'all are out there,
oh my God,
I put my Venmo account and I said, Venmo me a bottle of wine and we'll go on a fucking Zoom date. Me the money, honey. Like, come
such
on.
A fucking boss.
Like,
I
come
can't
on.
Even.
So, you know, if you're out there, send me some wine money.
What is your Venmo?
It's at Desiree MH.
And what's your favorite wine?
Honestly, just send me $20 then.
And you'll get it yourself.
She'll figure it out.
I mean, Moscato is my favorite.
I was going to say white
the
wine.
The
Bartini. Yeah, that's our favorite.
Oh.
I don't
know. It's but then again, or I'll get like champagne.
Yeah, it's a blue bottle with a picture of Italy on it.
And
yeah.
We'll post it on the Instagram so y'all know.
And we'll give you a shout out. So, you know, send it over to Venmo.
Just Venmo all of us.
Right?
It's true. What if you get one, you gotta get all.
And cheers to you.
Honestly, though, like, if you're dating one of us, you're really dating all of us. And that's just how it goes.
And that's another topic that we can get into.
So the past couple weeks, we've been trying to get our Twitter game up. We've really focused on Instagram, but this week we've tried to focus on Twitter. And we've been doing good, but we're trying to get our followers up. So in the last episode, we talked about exes and how I have a decent relationship with my ex. Well, listen, I fucking text him and I was like, hey, yo, follow us on Twitter because I know you fucking have a Twitter. And he was like, I told him, I said, we're trying to get our fucking Twitter game up. And he straight up was like, good luck.
Rude.
I know, seriously.
Challenge accepted.
He goes, Twitter's for being fucking funny and clever. I texted him back and said, what the fuck? I'm not funny?
We are hilarious.
And I was like,
I think we're the funniest people on earth.
I know. Literally. I was like, I'm funny as fuck. And why he wasn't following us on Twitter, I don't fucking know in the first place. Our Twitter's at Bring the Mio. Fucking follow us.
Wait. I made the engineer follow us on Twitter.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Wait, so he knew that our Twitter game wasn't good, but he doesn't follow us. So he's still interested. So I guess we'll take that.
And so I'm like, dude, I'm the fucking most clever. And he simply said, well, Twitter will prove it. And I'm so glad my ex is so fucking supportive and thinks so fucking highly of us. That fucking asshole.
T-Rex, we're coming for your ass.
We're coming.
So, all of our listeners, let's fucking prove him wrong.
Yes.
And follow us on Twitter.
Come on, Mio Squad.
Let's fucking tweet some dirty, funny, clever-ass fucking shit. Let's go. Our last on our follow-up information is the Rona. Ugh. It's still in Arizona.
The Rona in
Arizona. They said that it was going to go away, but it hasn't.
I'm waiting for us to, like, start to flatten out. Because, like, I feel like we're in the peak right now.
Yeah. We're going to plateau, hopefully.
But listen, Daddy Deucey is going to keep us in the peak for a while. Fucking Daddy Deucey. He's a dumbass.
Dude, it is hot and heavy in Arizona right now. It's, like, 115 degrees. Cases are still fucking increasing. Every fucking day, it's hot and fucking heavy.
And you're thinking, like, it's so hot outside. Like, why are people outside? Right? Like,
why? Outside
AC. Is hot.
Yes. So
stay inside, fuck faces.
Our best tip for these guys and ladies out there is to wrap it up and mask up.
Yes.
We aren't trying to spread those STDs and the Rona.
We're get it up, together.
Mask it up and wrap it up.
Yes.
Don't wrap it up is...
It's loosely. Yeah. Okay.
No.
Two out of four.
Wrap that dick
50% say wrap it.
Two single ones say...
Say don't wrap it up, just mask it up.
Mask it up 100%. 50%.
Not wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Well, let's say doesn't y'all are fucking wild. Anyone. So
I feel so fucking attacked. I fuck myself, bitch.
That's the best way to go. No STDs.
No, all these guys. We need to promote. Like we need
safe sex.
Yeah, like wrap
okay.
that shit.
Oh wait, okay, you're right. Safe sex. Don't get pregnant.
So we're gonna take it back up this week. We got a hot topic coming.
Ooh, what is it,
Leticia? Let's get into this week's
topic. Let's go.
So this week we're going to be discussing fetishes, fantasies, and sex tapes.
Ooh, yes.
Do you or don't you have a tape floating out there somewhere? Are we guilty of either of these? You'll find out. So to jump things off, I'm going to be discussing fetishes. So what is a fetish? So just to kind of define it a little bit, a fetish is when the sexual arousal occurs from a situation or object unrelated to sex / intercourse, but seriously or not, brings pleasure to someone.
Wait.
So are you touching yourself yet?
Yeah, like if you see an apple, literally. Are you like, ooh, I'm turned on?
Yeah, yes. You're like, I can fuck that apple.
As Dez is rubbing her nipple.
I rub my nipple. That's like you see a cucumber and you're like, hoo-hoo.
So,
what I could do with that?
So, one of the most important things about fetishes is to establish and negotiate boundaries and safe words beforehand. Okay. Because some people just aren't comfortable. It may be new to you. This ensures the safety and comfort of all partners involved. So, in any course, the most important role is to make sure partners have given consent. Consent is the most important aspect of fetishes or sexual encounters altogether.
Yeah, like if I'm like into spanking, but you assault me, like we're done.
Like, yeah, if I like getting choked, but if you choke me out and I pass out, like we're gonna fight. Done.
Like if she's tapping on your arm to let go, that let is go. Like she can't tell you the safe word. So fucking get it together.
So be safe with it, fuckers.
So just to kind of jump things off, there are different areas of fetishes. There's different common aspects. So just to kind of give some of the most common fetishes, we have impact play. This involves spanking, flogging, paddling, and other forms of consensual striking.
Wait. Can you tell me what flogging is? I can't remember that one.
I don't remember.
Is that either. Like whipping?
No.
Yes, it's like something else.
I thought that's a thing that you like stick in them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Yes, it is.
I don't
and
know
it
that.
Like, I mean, I remember on 50 Shades. Anyway,
50 Shades of Grey.
Watch that.
I'm going to Google this real quick.
A punishment. Okay. A punishment in which the victim is hit repeatedly with a whip or a stick.
There you go.
Oh, a
flogging.
Stick.
So it's like almost like back in the day when kids are getting hit by rulers.
That doesn't make
oh, shit.
Right? Moving on.
So like pretty much impact play can range from light slaps on the ass to a crack of the whip. So bring in those sex toys.
Wait, Desiree, have you used that whip that Heather gave you for Galentine's?
On myself.
She's like laughing herself like, yes.
That night, do you
that
remember?
That night, yeah. I was like, Desiree's going to get
full,
kicked out.
Do you remember full packing? I kept
driving
as you drove.
Okay, wait. So let's take it back. So our very first episode, we gave each other gifts for Galentine's, and they were sexual gifts. It was a lot of dildos, and I gave Desiree a whip because I know she's into that type of sexual foreplay. And
impact
so,
play.
Impact play. So,
so I have a fetish?
Yeah, 100%.
You have multiple fetishes.
So, apparently, she's only used it on herself.
But that's okay.
Stay
get
tuned.
Get it, girl. The next is actually very common. We talked about it in several of our other episodes. Role play. So, acting out a sexual fantasy with your partner or partners, either once or have it as like an ongoing fantasy. Role play scenarios can range from the classic schoolgirl and professor to a husband and wife pretending to be each other's mistresses. Keep things alive.
I've heard of that. Like, dude, you pick each other up.
Like, meet at a hotel.
You gotta have wigs. I have some if you want some.
I don't know if I'd be into that.
Yet.
Yes.
Have you tried it, though?
That's, I haven't.
You can't knock it until you try it.
Yes. That's true.
Okay.
I got four wigs for you, girlfriend.
I'll hit She's you got up. Wigs, whips, whatever you need. The next is foot fetish.
Why is this a thing?
I don't know.
We have a friend that has a foot fetish.
Yes. So, wait. Hold on. We're going to get to it. So, foot fetishes involves a desire to worship feet through acts of massage, kissing, and smelling.
Worship?
Des actually has experienced this. Des, can you explain a little bit about this foot fetish and this so-called weirdo?
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, so this... weirdo. That's intense. Anyways, so we used to have this friend. He's not our friend anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
I like him.
I like him.
He's a good person.
He's an active friend.
Yeah. He's not at all. Anyways,
he's a good person.
He's a good person, but he had this really intense foot fetish. And I remember exactly when, like, I knew this was real. He used to pretend, like, he would say stuff all the time, and I didn't think it was real until we were at Mill one day. And I had to pee so bad, and he drove because he didn't really drink. And I was peeing on the side of his truck. And I, this is so embarrassing, but I'm going to say it for you, Mio Squad. I peed a little on my foot, right? I was like, oh, fuck, I peed on my foot. Like, I can't do anything about it. I'm drunk.
Yeah.
We were in the car, and, like, we went to, like, get something to eat. And I don't know how it happened because I was still pretty drunk. But I remember he was touching my feet. And I remember telling him, I'm like, yo, I pissed on my feet. Like, you probably shouldn't touch them. But he didn't even fucking care. He kept touching my feet. And he massaged them. And I like that. So, like, I just let him do it.
Literally, foot fetish at its peak.
But did he tell you he has a foot fetish?
Yes, but I thought he was kidding for a lot of the time. Like, I thought he was trying to be funny.
Like, it was a joke.
But it wasn't.
I remember Des telling a story as to when, in order to get him to do things for her, she would just send him pics of her feet.
I did.
Did you really?
I did a couple. Yeah.
Oh, Des. Like, go get me this from the store.
Yeah, that was his price.
You're wild.
I'll send you a foot pic.
Okay, moving on. It's a thing out there, you guys.
So, yes, it is a thing. And actually one of the most common things.
Yeah,
that's wild.
Right?
I heard on OnlyFans, girls are buying pies, and like an apple pie, and sticking their feet in an apple pie.
Yeah, no, I've seen that.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're making money.
Let's do it.
Let's fucking do it.
So the next one is anal sex. I know this doesn't sound like a fetish. In some instances, you don't really need to have an anal fetish to engage in anal sex. But then there are those that specifically get off on butt stuff. Anal play can range from adding a finger in the ass before penetrative vaginal sex with a penis or a dildo to using butt plugs. Make sure to read up on ass etiquette before engaging in anal play, please.
And what's ass etiquette?
Like asking, like,
fucking lube
like
them
up. Like lubing it up, okay. Making sure it's not super tight, making sure it's...
I'm not gonna lie, Jamie and I aren't very, like,
curious. Which is not for everyone.
You're not curious?
I mean, I wouldn't say we're not curious, but we don't... I mean, I personally don't really know a lot about ass etiquette.
Ass etiquette.
Okay, I'm forewarning. We've been having a couple shots. Our bad.
Yeah, you need lube. You need a lube. Asses do not create their own lubrication like vaginas do.
Okay, so you need
so like the biggest thing. Yes, exactly. So the biggest thing is getting lube, and then also not going too quick with it. Like,
I would suggest being drunk.
Okay, so stay tuned to next episode, Mio Squad. We're gonna follow up.
We're gonna do some homework.
Are you gonna do anal sex?
Maybe.
For the Mio Squad.
For the
It is not a guarantee, but it may happen. The next is a lingerie fetish. This becomes a fetish when the individual needs it to be present in a sexual scenario in order to fully engage or get off. So, yeah, lingerie is something that a lot of girls do to spice it up, to, like, give their men or women a little bit of an extra sexual fantasy. But this is them actually needing them to wear lingerie to actually get off entirely, setting the mood. Another is sensual play. This ranges in activities that focus around receiving or withholding of different stimuli.
Withholding?
What this means...
getting him to almost come and then pulling out?
That's
kind of. That's like something else that we're going to get into, but it's mainly like when one partner may blindfold the other to deprive them of their sense of sight.
Oh, okay.
So that is like a form of a sensory deprivation.
Okay.
Like you can't touch me right now.
You're blindfolded. Like, is he going to touch me? You're like anticipating it.
That's and I feel like it heightens all of your other senses.
That's kind of hot. Like, another one that's very common that I've seen with the sensory deprivation is dragging or taking like an ice cube and running it along down the skin. That kind of plays with your temperature. That's like your sensory of touch.
You guys are not hot right now.
A lot of people use...
I'm turned on.
I'm turned on and I'm touching Leticia's leg, so...
She's massaging me. My love language is... physical touch. it also involves tickling your partner with your hands, a feather, and even biting, which ties into impact play. Desiree loves biting.
She bites us when she's drunk.
Honestly, like, I bite everyone, so.
She does.
Be careful.
It turns me on.
So, to kind of get back to what Sammy was asking, there is a fetish called, it's considered orgasm control. This involves an element of dominance and submission, which is a part of the BDSM, which stands for, it's kind of a multiple range of abbreviation, bondage, discipline, slash dominance, submission, sadism, and machosism.
Sadism?
Yes.
Talk about more like submission.
A lot of common ones are like submission and dominance. So pretty much with the orgasm control, a partner is brought to the brink of climax and then forced to stop. Often done repeatedly.
No, we're fighting.
If you make me almost come a couple times and you don't get me off.
So pretty much this type of fetish.
Don't let me go.
This type of fetish like gives your partner the reins to determine how and when you come. So for some people, they don't like that, such as these girls.
Or I heard that sometimes it makes it even better.
Yeah,
because you're supposed to like
look at the buildup is so much.
So it's just but like three times, like that's too much.
Yeah, so if you're going like 10, 20 times, I'm gonna pull back up. Then there's a problem.
Over five.
Yeah. So kind of determine, like, again, the boundaries, the ground rules with that type of fetish. Another one that is very common is bondage. This is when one partner restrains the other, which pretty much speaks for itself with the name. This also falls within the BDSM umbrella. You can bind your partner with objects around the house, such as a belt or even a scarf.
A tie.
You can even take it up a notch and get kinky purchases at like a sex shop. Handcuffs. Exactly. Handcuffs, Desiree's favorite, under the bed restraints. Make sure that a safe word is established when doing this one because it emphasizes the consent and communication at every step. You want to start slow. No one wants their circulation cut off when you're trying to enjoy the experience.
What about ball gags?
Right.
Like, how do you say a safe word when you're gagged?
You have to probably tap out.
Probably like a certain touch. Like draw a cross on their face.
Tap, 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 in. Tap.
Another one, psychological play, as referred to also mind control, is also a form of BDSM. This involves implementing a sexual power exchange, such as humiliation by calling partner names, or within a dommy warning of punishment if a partner does not obey. A lot of things that are common are dominatrixes. That's kind of falls into this ground.
I want a sex pet.
I want to be
the engineer. You are going to be dominated.
You're a little pussy bitch. Yeah. Slap them.
And slap, yeah.
We should be
dominated. Like, come to mommy. And then they
crawl. Exactly. They crawl. And then.
I think her laugh would be like, suck my titties. They're like,
no. Or what, Des? Or what?
I would probably laugh. That's wild. I'm like, milk me. They're like, no. Sorry,
you don't produce breast milk.
Yes, you can. I don't know.
Without having a child?
No, never mind. I guess you can't. I looked it up.
Another one that I actually have seen is actually very common is voyeurism. What this means is when you obtain sexual pleasure from watching others who are naked or having sex. A lot of this can happen with most people. It's a common fetish. This can happen at people that have sex parties. Like, you go into a room with a couple and you watch them have sex. But you also, again, want to get their consent before viewing. Another one is watching porn. That is considered voyeurism. Watching porn or checking out an OnlyFans profile. Des is coming out to you soon with that.
But I heard that OnlyFans is not just for, like, nudes and shit. Like, I heard it's for, like, anything.
Yeah. It could be anything.
Well, that's the thing. Like, watching them maybe touch themselves or watching them do a bunch of different stuff. So, pretty much, like, OnlyFans is a great example of voyeurism because it ranges from all aspects.
Like, you could just show your foot on there.
Exactly.
Yeah, you could.
Exactly. Or wear lingerie.
And a pie.
Or wear lingerie.
Yeah, a lot of girls that I follow, they don't even, they're not naked.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you do follow girls on OnlyFans.
Yes. Yeah. No, like, off TikTok. I've been searching and researching.
All right. We'll look into this later.
So a lot of things that a lot of people have asked is a fetish healthy? So pretty much expressing your sexual desires is one of the healthiest things you can do for your sex life. Fetishes that are repressed rather than expressed can take their toll on both partners in a relationship. As long as the desire is safe and based on consent from everyone involved, everyone deserves to pursue theirs. So again, it is healthy. Don't think that you are a weirdo or it's frowned upon. Yeah, you don't have to share what your fetish is, but again, it's not unhealthy. I know a big thing that a lot of people don't know is that in Arizona, Arizona actually has a fetish ball every year.
There's like a big swingers population here in Arizona. Yeah. I saw it because Lisa Ling is a reporter. She's like the best. And she did an episode on like Our America, and they did an episode on swingers, and it was here in Arizona.
Yeah. Maybe so because Arizona it's like freaky. So hot and everyone is always inside.
Yeah.
But it's actually crazy that you brought that up, Sammy, is because these fetish balls, they literally host up to over 700 people.
Holy shit.
And that is $28 per person when you go to these things. Like, so it's dumb. A big we franchise. Should
go. Let's go.
Right now, it's research. This year, yeah, but this year it has been canceled, obviously, due to COVID. But yeah, they normally host this. It is something that I would actually be into. I know I took a human sexuality class, and that was actually a extra credit portion of it. One girl went to it. People insert rings so that they're hanging from ceilings, like rings in your skin.
Oh, no, I'm not I can't do that.
Yeah.
I like weird shit.
It's very crazy.
But good for you if you like you rings in your skin. Yeah.
So I know, like, one of my fetishes, I actually looked it up. It's catratonophilia.
What the fuck is that?
It is the arousal to have sex in front of mirrors.
Oh,
I love that shit.
I love that shit. So for me, I definitely love having sex in front of a mirror so you can kind of check yourself out. No. Look back at it.
I look back at it. I love sucking dick in front of a mirror because I don't want him to look at me down. I want him to look at me in the mirror.
Yes. So I feel like a lot of us kind of agree to that fetish. Also, another one that I felt like really fit Dez is a blood. It's ablutophilia.
That sounds so disgusting.
Arousal by baths or showers.
Oh, hey.
But Des, correct me if I'm wrong. What are some other fetishes that you might have? Or is that...
Bondage.
No, yeah, definitely. Bondage.
You own a swing, bitch.
Yeah, I like bondage, but I really like being, like, choked and spanked. So that would be...
Impact play.
Yeah. I like that.
Definitely. I would say for me and my boyfriend, it's definitely impact play because I love when he chokes me while we're having it.
Like, I want to be on the brink of passing out.
And I love spanking.
But, like, not passing out.
Right. But, like, what girl doesn't love being, like, dominated?
That's exactly.
Like, but sometimes I like to dominate, too.
I was going
to
say, yeah.
I like a little bit of both.
Is there any type of fetish that you would say, Sammy or Heather, that you are really into besides the impact play? Or
I think you have the mirror. I think both of
the
you.
Mirror. The mirror.
I'm like, both of you guys really got into it. I was the only one that didn't.
But I feel like I need to explore this more. Like, I need to.
I feel like sensual play would be a great thing for all of us to do homework on. Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be the ice cube.
Oh, I'm doing the
ice cube.
I'm going
to do it by myself.
You could do the ice cube, but also bringing food into it. Because, like whipped cream.
Chocolate down your body.
No.
Caramel.
Like,
what did
like,
you say?
Fuck a cucumber.
No, that's different.
You could shove it in you and then eat it if you're hungry.
That's disgusting.
All in the same go?
I don't know. Yeah, shove it
Make
in.
Make sure you wash it, please.
Yeah. Well, wash it before it enters you. Yeah.
Either way. But, like, bringing food into it. Strawberries, that is, like, playing with your sense of touch and taste. Because you bring food. Whipped cream is a big thing you see on TV. I'd be into it.
I like donuts.
Yeah.
You know what you should
give
do?
Give her a donut.
What is something that Jamie likes? You should put it on your body, and when he comes home one day, just be laying naked with food on
She's
your
like,
body.
She's like, I'm your banana split.
You know what?
Jamie, here's your life. Handles ice cream.
Fucking Wingstop.
Yeah,
no, I was going to say barbecue sauce all over you. I'm your wing, like, baby.
What is that? Buffalo sauce on your legs? You're like, lick this bitch.
I was literally thinking, what is Jamie like? And I was like, curry?
Just have a pint on your fucking tits. I don't even know.
They love Handel's ice cream. It's like a thing here in Arizona. I feel like ice cream would be a good one
yeah,
for you guys.
Shout out. Yeah. It's at Val Vista in Guadalupe.
If you in Arizona, check it out.
Sponsor us.
Yeah. Another thing that's crazy that I actually saw on a TV show on Amazon Prime is Goliath. This guy had a fetish to amputees. He got off of the imperfections of that being unique to them. So that's like one of the craziest ones I've ever heard. But kind of to bring it forward, I'm going to actually go and pass it on to Desiree, and she's going to kind of discuss fantasies next.
It's fantasies, I feel like. I didn't realize I had so many fetishes. Like, I thought, yeah, fantasies, those are my things. But I guess I have fetishes too. Anyways, so we're going to dive into fantasies, guys. So what is a fantasy? A fantasy is a sexual fantasy or erotic fantasy is a mental image or pattern of thought that stirs a person's sexuality and can create or enhance sexual arousal. So it's definitely like in your brain. It's like you can create fantasies in your brain. And I don't know about you guys, but I
do
that
while driving.
All the time.
Driving, yeah.
You think
of
sexual fantasies while you're driving?
Oh yeah.
She drove us here today. We could have.
I was not doing
were
sexual
you?
Fantasies while I was driving.
We could have derailed and died because Leticia was trying to get off.
She was like, "Oh, I'm like, wow."
I'm like, "Okay, girls, we're gonna be."
She's like, "Oh, cool.
We're gonna be salad and go."
She's like, "Ah!" Is that how I sound in my sleep?
Anyway, yes, you do.
So a couple things like fantasies. Obviously, with fetishes and with fantasies, you guys, like, honestly, don't be alarmed. Like, if you guys have these, embrace them. Like, even if it's something where, if it's putting your foot in fucking pies, go for it, bitch. Like, we want you guys to embrace your fetishes, your fantasies. Like, live it up.
Remember, it's healthy.
It's healthy. So, why do we fantasize? So, we obviously want to experience arousal. Duh. That's, we all want to get off. But honestly, we're also curious about different sensations. Like, when you're fantasizing about stuff, it's probably something you haven't done, or maybe you have done and you want to experience something new. So this, it opens so many doors to your sexuality that you should just embrace. Like, if you want to fuck someone on your balcony,
the
full package, fuck someone on your on your balcony. That's your fantasy. Go for it. Like, it's going to be fucking good because you build up all this, like, excitement. And then when you do it, the sex is bomb, like, guaranteed. I'm telling you, it's going
to
be great.
Takes it to another level.
Yeah. Sometimes it is, to meet unfulfilled needs. So, you know, I'm going to take the fantasies, like, even if it's not with your partner, if you're single, if you're with someone, even if you're fantasizing by yourself, like, there's something that you need to fulfill with your needs. Oh, be open to it. Like, I literally fantasize, not as much as Leticia, obviously, but, like, I do all the time. And, like, I get myself off, and I have a bomb fucking day. So, you know, it's fine. This next one is funny because it talks about escaping reality with quarantine, with Deucey, like, making us stay inside, nothing is open. Like, take that 5 minutes to fantasize, even if it's not sexual. Fantasize about being on a fucking beach or in Fiji or, I don't know, if you like the fucking forest. I don't know. Fantasize yourself somewhere else. It's escaping where you are right now and putting you somewhere else. Even do it if it's not sexual, but I advise to do it sexually too, because then you're going to get off and then you're going to be in a better mood because it gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. And then some of the most common, I know she kind of went over the most common fetishes, but the most common fantasies I am laughing because all of these I have literally fantasized about. Okay, this one's kind of silly, but it's sex with your partner. I kind of wanted to talk about, like, different sex. Like, so say if you're in this relationship and all you do is missionary, but fuck, you want to do anal play. Like, fantasize that. Don't be afraid to think about that when you're having sex with them. Like, or be open and experience it and, like, tell them what you want. Threesomes, I suggest it.
Check out our episode on threesomes.
The DP. Threesomes could be really cool because it's, like, I feel like in your 20s, you you want to experience new things, and it opens doors and your sexuality. It's like, if you want to have sex with another girl, if you want to have sex with two dudes, which I highly recommend, do it. I think it's great. I personally wouldn't do it in a relationship, but some people might need that. Girl on girl, totally into that even before I was dating a chick. I liked watching girl on girl because I would like envision them doing it to me, which I'm cool with. This one is a little strange in my personal opinion. It's older women.
Like cougars.
Cougars, yeah. For me, I don't think about older women. I think about older men. Like a zaddy. Like, are Ooh. You fucking kidding me?
Do you know who my
Tell me. Daddy. Matthew McConaughey.
No, it's Pete Carroll. He's the coach for the Seattle Seahawks.
We don't do sports, he is but that makes a lot of sense.
Daddy.
When they have that silver...
Yes, he's a silver fox. Oh my God. Pete Carroll is my silver fox fantasy.
Because I think, like, when they're older, like, they're 50, I'm like, you've been putting that dick down for a long time. You can put it down on me,
he's
bitch.
He's got game.
Oh my God. Anyway, you guys, if you guys aren't getting horny on this episode, I don't know what you're doing. Don't get me started. Oh, this next one is men in uniform or women in uniform. Cowboys, doctors, like police, firefighters. Like a man or woman in uniform is so sexy. Even get one on Amazon. They don't have to be real. obviously, submission, domination. We kind of already talked about that. Being watched. I like that. Being watched or watching someone have sex. I like if other people are watching me have sex. I don't think I would like my friends. I don't think about that.
Like straight, like you're doing on the balcony, people can see you.
Full package.
Full package.
Yes, if they're strangers, I'm so into that because it heightens it. You're like that you watching me, you like this? You want to get in on this? So like that, I'm cool with.
Like, hey, yeah, we're in room, whatever.
I don't know where we're in, but come on. Yeah, so like I personally like that because I feel like you're putting on a show and you just feel sexy. Like,
oh no, like I said, I love audiences. You guys all know this.
You're like biggest fan, especially with the mirrors.
For me though, it's like the like you can learn something from me. That like gets me going.
Oh, yeah.
Like watch me get this shit and break it down. I'm gonna break him off.
Oh my God. All in all, fantasies are healthy. Explore them. Like I literally would write down fantasies like when I was in junior high and high school. I don't know why.
Fantasy book,
I had a fantasy not a like, journal. Notebook. But be open to talking to your partner or your sex partner, like just your fuck buddy or whatever. Or if it's yourself, fantasize about yourself. I'll like I said, I literally have spanked myself. I'll lock myself up or whatever. Like
Donna, don't come in.
Donna, don't. I'm busy. Just be open to fantasizing, having fetishes, like own your sexuality at the end of the day. Like, I love all this stuff. I'm very sexually active. All of us are. We have our fantasies.
If I ever have a question, if I'm adventuring out, Des is my go-to. She is going to be my tutor. Like, what toys should I use?
She's all of our tutors.
Yes.
Mio Squad.
Sexual tutor.
Sign up for your lessons.
First consultation is free. We got the love expert and we got the sex tutor.
Hey. So I should be a sex therapist then, right?
You totally should.
All right, someone link up with me, guys.
Career change.
See ya. But do you guys feel like you have not the fetish side, but the fantasies? Like, what is your go-to fetish, I mean, fantasy right now?
Gangbang.
Yes. Okay, what do you like about gangbangs? Because I have the same thing.
I envision that I have all the fun.
Yes, like, okay, so.
It's all about me.
Okay.
These six guys want to fuck
six?
Me.
Yes.
Damn.
I love the thought of having a train.
Double penetration?
Like.
Yes. Line them up.
Line them up and just, like, pound it. Next bitch. Pound it. Next bitch.
Oh, my God. There's, like, a movie that I saw where this guy literally was, like, having appointments for these girls. Like, and he was just like, I'm done. I can't have any more sex. And she's like, no, you're making me this money. You're going to have. Like, there was a line out the door. That's, like, what I picture right now.
Not gonna lie. I literally got myself off to that this morning. I swear to God.
Yeah. Like a gangbang? You got yourself off to a gangbang?
With the thought of having
a fantasy.
A lot of my fantasies have to do with, like, a celebrity and, like,
ooh.
Like, okay, so I'll watch a movie and I'm just like, oh, my God, that guy's really hot. Okay, and then you take that movie and you take it into a different direction. So, like,
you rewrite the ending.
Exactly. You rewrite the movie. Like, okay, during this part, he's going to take me and put me up against the wall. Like, I'm watching this movie and I'm sexually fantasizing about this character and I'm not even paying attention to the movie anymore.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you like famous people.
I like famous people, and I also like the idea of, like, meeting up with someone, like, secretly. Kind of like the mistress aspect of, like, a hotel. Because, I mean, for me, I've had dads of other friends that I'm like, okay, would I be into that? Okay, now if it was, planning it around, like if I was his mistress, like how would I do this?
You get him to pay your fucking bill.
Honestly, yeah. You should just do it. Or can I? Can I? Sugar Daddy, does anyone want to sponsor us? Heather, what do you think? Do you have any right now?
I need to do my research. I really do.
Like, what do you feel like is your like go-to like sex thing right now? Is it?
Like, what gets you going? Like, let's say before you and Jamie have sex, like, what is it that you're thinking about that's, like, getting you set for the mood?
What keeps you wet?
Yes.
I'm basic as fuck. Like,
what? I guess pours that water on
you. We can't have you vanilla.
I think about his dick. I don't know.
That's ooh, that means his dick is good.
That's a fantasy. You're thinking about his dick. Like, that is a fantasy.
But I feel like I need to do more, like,
outside of the box.
I feel like you've been adventurous. I mean, that's been getting you off.
Lately,
doing it on a fucking cliff.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Lately, we've been venturing out, so I feel like I'm gonna do some research. We're gonna explore a little bit. Mio Squad, stay tuned. We'll have a follow up.
She'll give an
follow up next week. All right, I'm gonna pass it over to Sammy. Get into it, baby girl.
So I didn't ask the engineer to use my vibrator right away. Probably took like a month or so because I really wanted to see what he was working with. I wanted to see, like, was he good? Was he not good? But I'll let you know, like, he can get me off with his fingers, with his tongue, with his dick, everything. Like, he is awesome. Like, it's really, like, maybe the best sex ever.
So you should record it, what you're talking about.
Yes. So I asked him if we could make a sex tape, and he was, like, not into it. I don't think he's into that stuff. So if we're sleeping together long term, I'm going to bring him to the dark side. I'm going to bring him.
Yeah.
He's going to be a Mio Squad
to do it. He's going to just give in.
I just feel like the best part about fucking the engineer is, like, I feel like he is a man. Like, he knows what's up. Like, he knows where to touch, where to kiss, and it's, like, go soft or go hard. It's just the best. Like, for me, I feel like I have more of, like, a sex bucket list. Like, I want to fuck in Paris. I want to fuck in Amsterdam. I want to fuck in Hawaii. And so the engineer and I have actually talked about maybe going to Hawaii. Because he's graduating college next year, and I feel like that is something I can check off.
Get daddy to pay. Can we come too? Can he pay for us?
Yes.
Okay.
Flights from Phoenix to Hawaii are only like $300 on Southwest.
Okay, so he's taking all of us.
Yeah. I'm like, this is
podcast. He has to prove his worth to us.
Exactly. So, like, we have only looked at, like, Kama Sutra positions. Like, I'm into that, like, different positions, but I don't know that I'm ready to, like, be strapped up.
Oh, like those under the bed restraints?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm ready for that quite yet.
I think he would be, but...
But...
Yeah, definitely.
This sex relationship is still pretty new. We've only been fucking since March, so...
I feel like if you guys were in a relationship, there's that trust that comes with bondage.
I feel like you guys have done a lot, and I'm in a relationship, and I haven't even brought certain things into the bedroom.
Your vibrator? You haven't taken your vibrator into the bedroom yet?
No.
What?
I mean, so, because you guys gave me the first one on Galentine's, and I'm, like, just getting used to it myself. I've never used a vibrator before.
Either have I, but we... Like, no. He and I have used it. So I will say a fantasy that I do have is because he's working virtually and I'm working virtually. I'm like, I want to take a break and I want to suck his dick while he's on a video conference.
Oh my God. You're underneath him. Yes. And he's like, everyone can see his face.
His face.
Sammy, you can't even see
it. And I'm under the desk.
Oh, that's hot.
I want to suck his dick while he's on a fucking Zoom meeting.
Yeah,
that is a fantasy
I am
have.
Down for that.
And like, I only have 2 weeks because his internship will end. The first week of August.
Did you talk to him about doing this?
I told him I want to do it.
Is he down?
Well, I work at the same time. We'd have to work in the same place. He's Monday through Friday. I'm Monday through Friday.
Can you take time off?
No, you need to go to his apartment. You need to work one day from his apartment.
And take all my equipment with me?
Well, I mean, get to work, girl. Like,
yeah,
you want to do this fantasy.
I know. I only
have
2 weeks.
Definitely a struggle.
Or maybe, I only have 2 weeks.
Or maybe when he's not, you can still do it and, like, I guess pretend like you're working from home.
Right. So I don't know. We'll see. I will say, like, you know, now that we're older, we all advocate for women. So please, ladies, please have that conversation with your partner. You know, women tell your men tell your women what you're into. I think that's really important. And like we said, it's really healthy. So I did ask, I had to ask the engineer, like, hey, have you ever used a vibrator before? And he was like, no. I'm like, is it okay? And he's like, yeah, let's try it.
See, consent is key.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So like the other day, like we... TMI.
Like, go for it.
We were doing it doggy style, and I like started reaching over for my vibrator, and I turned it on, and like in 2 minutes, like he was coming, I was coming. There was just like, it was kind of everywhere, and I was like, that was amazing.
It was everywhere.
Cum was everywhere, but don't worry, I washed my sheets the next day. So I don't know, if he wasn't in love before, I think he might be in love now.
You guys aren't seeing this, but she has a virtual ring on right now.
Oh my, a pretend ring. So I would say I'm still playing it safe. I feel like Heather and Jamie are probably into some freaky shit. So Heather, let us know, like, how do you lock a man down for 7 years?
I'm into that freaky deaky shit.
Freaky deaky.
Heather freaky deaky does. So the girls call me the queen of sex tapes.
Hey. She for sure is.
Snaps for this hoe. I'm definitely, I feel like I am, out of this group, the queen of sex tapes. I would much prefer Jamie to watch me getting off when he's alone than some dirty fucking girl on porn.
Porn girls aren't very pretty.
No.
They're not, which I really don't care if Jamie watches porn. Like, I really don't, but I would definitely much prefer he watches me. So... on average, I feel like we make one probably like once a month. It's been a lot lately, more frequent. It was his birthday, so we did make a couple extra.
In Sedona, in your hotel?
Oh, for sure.
Ooh. Oh,
shit. Very deep, baby.
You better hope videos. Apple don't have a fucking...
Oh, they're
cloud.
For sure
the cloud. It's like
iCloud. So I never save them. They're not on my phone. But Jamie has like his own little routine, a special place for what he does with them. We never show our faces. It's always just that POV, you know, that point of view that you got to get the right angle. So never our faces. He has a hidden folder. So tip number one. Hidden folder.
Never have your face in it.
Tip number two, never have your face.
The only thing that's kind of ironic is now we all have the same tattoo, but just different skin tones. Yeah.
Right?
Like, which one is it?
I don't know.
It?
I'm really tan, so
which
I could
one is it? Sammy. Yeah, I think you're the same shade as me now.
I'm darker than you, ho.
Pretty close.
So I never initiate the sex tapes, which I'm not ever against. Jamie always initiates. He's the one, like, if a phone's near us, like, if we're fucking on the bed and the phone's on the bed, he'll grab it if it's a good point of view. I always tell him, I'm like, how many of the same view do you need? Because his favorite is doggy style.
I knew it. I knew it. I feel like that's, guys.
He loves the ass, like, the ass up and down. He's like, do that thing with the ass.
That's why I'm so surprised that he doesn't like anal play.
100%. That impact play, baby.
Does he pull your hair while he's back there? 100%.
Is your stomach high or low?
We do both.
High. You have to suck it in.
I do the arch, definitely.
See, I like it low because it feels like it goes in. Deep.
Hits that wall.
We actually like that
it,
wall.
It hits my fucking organs and
wall.
My intestines.
Like your heart. Like it's like,
no, yes, I probably. All fucking my heart. Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. I wanna feel it out of my mouth. Yeah.
So the other day, he was like on his phone, and I'm like, I wanted to see like our previous tapes. I'm like, so our tapes. Our videos. So I'm like, show me. So one from 2018.
Oh, shit.
Shut the fuck up.
And he's showing me them. I'm like, yo, how many of the same fucking point of view do you need? He was like, they're all different.
You're wearing a different shade in this
that
video.
That is so funny, and
but
I love
it's,
that.
It's like clips. It's not like, you know, 10 minutes long. It's literally like 1 minute, 2 minutes, like no more than two minutes. But he always usually initiates. I really never don't. But I'm never against it. Whatever fucking gets him off. I'm good.
You're in.
That's a badass bitch.
It is. Right.
When we first started venturing into like recording, I don't
it was like really kind of deep into our relationship, I feel like. It was like a couple years. Jamie, he would ask at first. He would be like, oh, like, can we record? And I was always like, yeah, let's do it. But now he just kind of grabs it. But he grabs the phone. But, like, he makes it very clear that we're fucking recording. So, you know, a girl.
Put on your game face.
Yeah.
Make sure your face isn't in it.
So, you know, a girl's got to do what a girl's got to do. Like, I pop that ass a little bit. Hey, I throw it back. Like, when he's reaching for the phone, I'm like, all right, it's about to go
like,
down.
She's like, game time.
I'm like, this is my time to shine.
Tap me in, baby. Tap me in.
Yeah. Tap, tap, tap in.
Shake some ass.
But I really wouldn't say it's, like, crucial for a relationship. I don't think it makes, like, we absolutely need a video to make us fucking happy, but it definitely makes things like fun and sexy. And it's like fun to look back, like to see a video from 2008. It's like, hey, I shake my ass a little more now. Like, yeah, I move up and down a little more now.
I'm coming up.
And we're coming up on like 7 years together. So we aren't trying to like grow fucking old and tired with each other. We're trying to make things fucking spicy. And a video for sure makes that shit spicy. So. I'd rather, like I said, I'd rather him get off to me and my ass than some blonde hair girl fucking bouncing her ass up and down. So
Des.
Wait, me?
Seriously though, like let's not be blind to the fact that men fucking jack off when their girl's not around. It's
for sure.
It is what it is. And if you, honey, if you ain't gonna provide it, Pornhub is.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Or someone else.
The end. So, tips for our Mio Squad. Create a hidden folder for your fucking videos. Never show your face. Pop that ass. Whip that hair back and forth. And don't be fucking scared. It will turn your man on beyond words. I really only suggest doing it if you're in a committed relationship and you trust your partner. So, most importantly, we're all humans with a sexual desire. Most of us. Shout out to the asexual people. We're so accepting. We love you all. But we all, most of us do have a sexual desire towards someone, something, whatever. Don't be shy. Don't hide your sexual desires. If you like it nasty, get fucking nasty. Jamie and I aren't like a nasty freaky couple, but we like a good missionary sex on Monday night, but, you know, if you put us in a hotel with a bubble bath and a window.
It's like starting off vanilla and
oh
getting
my
to
God.
That
yeah.
rainbow sherbet.
Hashtag us if you did Missionary Monday.
Missionary Monday.
We're going to make that trend.
Let's go.
But literally, if you put us in a fucking hotel with a window, you might find us fucking doing it doggy style with the window open. You never fucking know. We're opening our relationship up to other things like bondage and anal play. So shout out to follow up. We might, you know, be following it up with some more fetishes and fantasies. Baby steps. We're taking baby steps. Ladies, tell us your nasty stories.
We want to know.
Well, I
slide in our DMs.
Yeah.
Slide in.
I know for video. Me, I definitely have done a sex tape, and it wasn't no 1 to 2 minutes. It was 9 minutes.
Oh,
dang.
He was holding the phone. We were taking turns. I was holding the phone. But again, no face shots were involved.
Yeah, no. Don't ever show your face. First of all, like, the cloud, there's a fucking movie.
Yeah, sex tape, right?
It's yeah, sex so, tape. Don't show your face. Like, and plus, when you're looking back on it, like, do you really want to see your face? Like,
no.
You already can hear your sounds in it.
No, like. you want to see that ass up and down. That's what you want to see. Des, tell us.
I have, like, a good story and a bad story. So, I do have a sex tape out there, but it wasn't. I didn't know about it.
Oh.
Yeah. No, it was pretty fucked up. So,
mistake number one.
Yes, I didn't know. Actually, my boyfriend at the time, he got so mad. He tried breaking up with me. He's like, how dare you do a sex tape, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh my God, I like didn't consent to this. So please be mindful and be aware of people if they're videotaping you, because who fucking knows? If you hook up with someone, they might be recording you. So just be cautious.
Wait, so did he not do it with his phone? Did he have something set up somewhere that you didn't know about?
I never saw the video, but my ex-boyfriend did, and he goes, I know because I have tattoos, and he goes, and I saw your tattoo.
Oh shit.
Which is why I say I only really suggest tapes if
you are
in a committed long relationship.
Yes.
That you are trust your partner.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying. Mio Squad, trust your
trust
partner.
Them
my videos on my phone as well.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know about my but the video that I did do, I used to take them, but again, I did that to Army Man, Hot Boy Army Man. Oh
my
God.
The one you faced?
You choked out.
Yeah. I choked out, yeah. I did it to him, and I would do some nasty shit with him. But, like, again, after that first one, I never showed my face again. It was only my body, and I did some raunchy shit, like, with anal beads and stuff. Ooh, shit. But, like, it was hot. I remember watching it, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to keep this for myself.
Fantasies.
So, honestly, people, you know, just live it up. Do your thing. Do your sex tape, yeah. Sammy.
I mean, so I have a video that I feel like I might have shown the other girls, but my ex was on vacation without me, and I was like, yo, send me a video. I, like, sent him pictures, and I was like, yo, send me a video, because he was like, my dick's getting hard. I'm like, go jack off. And he literally is jacking off, and as he's coming, he's, like, screaming my name, and I'm like,
oh, shit.
I have it saved still.
I remember this video.
It's a folder within a folder within a folder.
Exactly what Heather was saying.
Inception, hidden baby. A hidden folder. I'm going to keep that for life.
Life. So, as you just found out, all the Mio girls have a sex tape. So just to kind of wrap things up, so as you can see, fetishes and fantasies play hand in hand with one another. Especially expressing your sexual desire is so healthy and will definitely keep your relationship sexy and exciting. Remember, one of the most important things when diving into your fetishes and sexual fantasies is to have consent from all parties involved. Creating those boundaries and safe word beforehand will ensure you and your partner's safety and comfort during the whole experiences. Now remember, enjoy yourself and have fun. And if partaking in a sex tape, make sure you're getting the right angle, throw that ass back, and no face shots. Pun intended. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.
Bye, guys.